Thank you very much. The chair for allowing me to make this question. Thank you very much, Mr. Baek, for the excellent report and for defending this mandate, which is very important in shedding light on good initiatives in terms of the use of artificial intelligence and good governance practice for the public and private sectors. As an example, I would like to bring an example from Brazil. In view of the 2024 municipal elections, the Superior Electoral Court, TSE, in Brazil, has approved a series of regulations aimed at mitigating the risks of AI and guarantee the integrity of the electoral process, but without a hindering innovation. By amending Resolution 23610, from 2019, which deals with electoral propaganda, the TSE established clear guidelines for the use of AI in campaigns, seeking a balance between freedom of expression and the protection of democracy. The requirement to explicitly signal the use of AI in images, for example, aims to ensure transparency and prevent the spread of false information. The ban on chatbots and deepfakes, even with prior authorization, demonstrates concern about the manipulation and distortion of reality. In this context, holding big techs responsible for not removing this type of illegal content, notice and takedown, under penalty of civil and criminal sanctions is a crucial measure to try to contain the impasse. And the Article 19 of the Marco Civil da Internet, o Brasil, in Brazil, it's a very good example too of this reglementation. In this respect, holding platforms accountable under penalty of sanctions is crucial to encourage the swift removal of legal content and prevent the spread of false information that could influence the electoral process. By adopting this stance, the TSE, Tribunal Superior Eleitoral, seeks to avoid the lawless land scenario that arises when regulation is absent or ineffective without the need for a court order. On the other hand, the creation of mechanisms for renewing and challenging the platform's decisions guarantee a counterpoint and protects freedom of expression, avoiding abuse and censorship. Thank you.